Tim, welcome back. Since we last spoke, the North Park Theater has reopened, and what a gem in the community. And I know you folks were involved in getting that place reopened.
Yeah, it is a real gem, Jim. And Rich Wall, our director of operations, has been very involved in that process up there. I know he's talking really daily almost with Mike Cristiano and his partner about the film. And, you know, it's funny because we often get involved in film production, and this is sort of something that we've gotten involved in a little bit lately, is the exhibition of these kinds of films. And the North Park, as you point out, is just one of these assets architecturally in Buffalo that's, you know, unbelievable. And, you know, when we took a look at that place, when I first toured it, and then I saw it restored, it was like night and day with these beautiful, beautiful, you know, murals that were there from really the Pan American Exposition. So it's got a lot of historical significance, and it's a real gem.
Really speaking again to the architecture here, the uniqueness of so many of the buildings we have.
Yeah, and it's funny because we took Keanu Reeves through the North Park when he was scouting for Henry's Crime a few years back, and he spotted it right away. Beneath all the sort of smoke and, you know, age that building had seen, you know, he knew its significance architecturally. So it would have been a shame. So many of these things in other cities have fallen to the wrecking ball, and man, we're just so lucky and fortunate in this community that we've saved so much.
Well, you, like everyone else, are looking forward to summer, I know, and mm-hmm. It's going to be a busy one for the Film Commission. You've got some projects in
yeah.
the works here. I know you can't tell us much, but tell
yeah,
us what you
we've,
can.
Yeah, we've already booked three movies, believe it or not, for the summer. Sort of that mid-range indie sort of budget, and we've also got a couple of television shows, big sort of national television shows that we know are sniffing around and likely to shoot here as well.
Any of these projects, will they be in the city? Will they be in the general vicinity? What can you tell us about where they might be?
Well, you know, we've scouted rural areas of Niagara County for some of these, and some of them, of course, have more of an urban theme. So, I don't know. It's tough to say, you know, because they really can't get into it too much. But I would say that it's going to really be all over Western New York.
All right. More to come on those projects.
More to come, yes.
In addition to working with the outside producers that I know you're trying to attract to Western New York for film, you work with a lot of the locals as well and on some of those projects. And there's a couple that I know you wanted to talk about in terms of...
Well, you know, we're so very, very proud of so many of the talented producers, directors, and filmmakers from Buffalo who often don't get that sort of notoriety. You know, these are filmmakers who have done really significant things. You know, for instance, Matt Quinn and Corey Green and Larry Quinn shot a little movie here entitled The Romans, and these guys won the best drama at the San Diego Black Film Festival recently, and they'll be premiering that film here soon in Buffalo. But, you know, they used our city as a canvas, and quite honestly, to take first place at San Diego is huge. And I know we have a couple of other premieres coming up in the area. One, a Brandon Williams film. It's a short film called Scope of Practice. That's coming up Sunday, April 6th at the Market Arcade at 5 o'clock. It's this great, powerful, short film. And I know Brandon is inviting the community to come out and see that. And another guy, Greg Robbins, you know, is this wonderful guy from Williamsville who is a very established man in the film industry. He's been in, you know, worked Los Angeles and so many other places. You know, he shot a movie called My Dream Beside Me that premieres a couple nights before, April 4th, at the Palace Theater in Hamburg. So these are guys who are sort of operating under the radar screen here in Buffalo, but they're real talented film people.
And putting Buffalo on the big screen.
They're putting it on the big screen and making it look great. And, you know, there's that tangible effect of what that leaves, you know, economically, but the intangibles are really not even able to be calculated.
Yeah, great. Tim Clark from the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you, Jim.